This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to play another Rick Pitino, but let me fast forward here because he was on with BT and Sal yesterday here on The Fan, and a short time after Coach joined the show and was, you know, speaking wisdom and all positivity about St. John's, the fellas were back to more pressing matters like what the correct pronunciation is, NCAA tournament or NCAA tournament. Now, I've always been a tournament guy myself because T-O-U-R is in the word, but fine, it's one of those things.
Tournament.
Right, but some people say tournament.
Okay.
So that went on for
what
a
you
bit.
Say?
You know, let me see. NCAA tournament.
Yeah, turn. See, he's more of a turn guy.
You're a turn guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's the tournament.
Right. The word tour is in there. So
I don't know. Maybe it's my Midwestern 10 years in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so that's what they were discussing. Probably depends on what part of the country you're from.
Well, it's like right? A tournament. I mean, is it a tournament or tournament?
Spent 5 years in Pittsburgh and come back saying, downtown. You know? Yeah. What
do
you,
well, I don't know. I was 10 years out of here. But I say, I'm going on a hockey trip for a hockey tournament.
Okay, tournament.
I say tournament.
All right, okay. You're a tournament guy.
Yes.
Eddie?
Tournament.
Tournament.
What is that now?
I think, no, he said tournament. He was with us.
Tournament.
Okay.
Tournament.
That's definitely tournament.
So this is what went on yesterday on the midday show. And then Sal remembered another word that I guess.
how did Hoffman do with that?
Wow. We're going to hear from Hoff in this clip.
It's like Sal goes, tournament. BT goes, tournament. Dove goes, tournament. And then Hoff goes.
You guys are tough.
Ladies. like a giant snail for a tongue.
A giant what?
A giant snail.
A snail. Okay. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, while you guys are collecting yourselves, and before I hit this clip, let me correct myself. I said Hulu for the SNL. It's actually, this ties in perfectly with the chicken pecker. It's actually on Peacock, which I should have known since NBC.
So if
you're a Peacocker, you could check that out. Anyway, Sal remembered another word he had some trouble with, and you guys let me know when you've fried enough brain cells listening to this, and we can stop it there.
Somebody once called me out for saying I was saying charcoal wrong my whole life.
Charcoal.
Right.
I almost say it's like a C-H-A-R hyphen C-O-L-E, like Garrett Cole.
Charcoal. So am I saying it wrong?
How do you say?
Charcoal.
No, that's right.
Charcoal.
That's right.
And they were like, oh, you say it's charcoal. And
I'm
like,
no.
Charcoal?
They're saying it
charcoal,
wrong.
Charcoal. Like if you cook the grill with charcoal.
Charcoal.
Charcoal, yes.
Yeah, I know, but why are you saying it so? Why is it separation? Is
no,
it charcoal?
You're saying it different.
I don't think
no,
there
he's,
is. A,
no, he's saying it.
WNBC. WNBC.
Where's Big Vomit when you need it?
Charcoal.
Say it again?
And charcoal.
That's how I say it. Charcoal.
But I guess they were telling me that I was, to Hoff's point, separating. Like, it's not charcoal, it's charcoal. But I called it charcoal. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
that's
not really
just the,
sure
the
what
emphasis
went on,
on
there,
the wrong
but,
syllables.
Yeah, but at one point, Sal was actually saying it both ways and not realizing he was doing it differently.
Yeah, he definitely, yeah. He was, yes. Okay. Yeah, you explained that well.
Yeah.
I'm the pro!
All right, so we go from that back down to Philly, WIP afternoon show. Spike and Ike, our former PD turned talk show host, taking an easy swipe at Boomer here as they were discussing.
Oh, no.
I mean, easy. Not nothing major, but relevant, timely, recent. So you can tell he's tapped in. They were talking about flash in the pan NBA players who saw their careers crater, including one Ben Simmons.
Speaking of Ben, did I see a doctored video of him playing basketball? It looked like, I don't know if it was, you know, I can't trust everything.
Yeah, the AI thing.
Yeah, the AI, was that what it was?
We have a boomer Esiason moment here.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't retweet it or anything.
There you go. So now a senior moment, it's a boomer Esiason moment now.
You know, to Ike's credit, you know, he's a little bit older like I am.
Yeah.
And he recognized that, yes, you could get fooled.
Yes, you can. But he showed some restraint, maybe learned a lesson from what
maybe
you went
he did,
through.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe
somebody
what
happened. Somebody had to go first.
Trailblazer. At the Garden, another 4-0 shutout for the suddenly stingy Rangers.
Garrett dropped it off for Borgen. He scores! Will Borgen with a shorthanded goal gives the Rangers a 2-0 lead.
You know what? Igor was good last night. He didn't have to be as great as Jonathan Quick was the night before.
Igor had 21 saves for the game. Quick had 20 in the third period.
Which was ridiculous.
Yes.
I mean, he was insane. So last night, overall, their defense, as Joe Micheletti was saying, was probably one of their better defensive games of the year.
I would agree. And not to beat on the Islander fans, but I mean, they're missing guys, and they are down right now.
Well, Anthony Duclair's got a really bad injury.
They called him a healthy scratch last night.
Yeah, I know he had that. I know that
early in the season and missed time. Yeah,
he had a really bad groin pull. I mean, like that's exactly what Matthew Tkachuk is playing with, or tried
not,
to play
not
with.
Playing with,
and now he's not playing.
Yeah,
so you could say he's healthy scratch. I don't necessarily know if that's trying to send a
Patrick
message.
Patrick said they need more team from everybody. That's what he
said. Of course. I mean, that's, you know, they're in a really tough spot right now. So
yeah. So 4-0 was the final. 11th shorthanded goal of the season for the Blue Shirts, second in the league behind only the defending champion Florida Panthers. So they're doing well. JT Miller, another 2-point game, and the Blue Shirts pull even with Detroit for the second wild card spot in the East. Though the Red Wings do have a game in hand, so you get the Rangers and the first place Capitals tomorrow night. Last game before the trade deadline for the Blue Shirts. The Islanders, meantime, have lost 5 out of 7. They will host Winnipeg tonight.
Here's a question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, we all think Riley Smith is going.
Yeah, they've been holding him out for roster management.
The question
purposes
that I would have for you, the Ranger fan, Chris Kreider or Zach Jones?
I don't see how you can trade Kreider right now, considering
he's hurt. But
well, he's hurt now. You'd be selling him at like his lowest value because he's had a rough year.
Exactly.
To me, that would be more of an off-season conversation, maybe.
Yep.
To have.
Yep. Zach Jones.
The way he's played, and considering they've moved out a bunch of defensemen already, I'd keep him around, but for whatever reason,
too, and
he doesn't seem to be high on their depth chart.
I mean, if Adam Fox were healthy, I don't know how far away he is from coming back, but you know, I think he's done a pretty good job.
They said they're hopeful he can be back before the end of the season. So,
well, then I think you got to keep him.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Islanders, Winnipeg tonight. You've also got the Knicks and the Warriors at the Garden before the Knicks head out west for their 5-game road trip. I didn't get to any of the other NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had another 51 points, actually, as the Thunder beat the Rockets 137-128 for their 50th win of the year. And did you guys see the Kyrie footage?
Yeah,
from last
got
night?
Hurt. Yeah, got helped off the
bad. And then he had to come back out, made both free throws. And then they basically had to have a coach or a security member interrupt play. I think they ended up getting a technical foul just so they could carry him to the locker room, essentially. So
dumb for the year, you think?
They called it a sprain. Obviously, he's got to get tests done, but
his ankle
did not look good. No, left knee.
Left knee.
Yeah.
And he's had some knee problems in his career.
Yeah. So that didn't look good, and they lost 122-98. Plus, Anthony Davis hasn't played since that debut, and he got hurt. So he's been on the sidelines watching as well.
They're done.
And they just raised their season ticket prices.
Yeah, I did see that. That's a good point.
Smart.
Tough day for
this. This is what you would call a rough patch.
Yeah, certainly.
All right, moment of the day. I couldn't choose. I was going to play shortened versions of both, but I know we're pressed for time.
No, you could. If this is an update, you can go a little bit later.
All right, very good. So, nice and tidy versions of both. Number one, believe it or not, we went from Sean McVay sounding like Tommy Lugauer back to Eddie's intern Hall of Fame, which led to Gio remembering the former NYPD officer named Mike. Very polite, very friendly, trying to say good morning to the Imus crew way back when, and head engineer Dick James in the middle of a technical issue that had knocked Imus off the air.
He goes up to Bernard, goes, "How you doing?" And Bernard looks at him, then he goes up to Dick James, who's over the board, he goes, "How you doing?" And Dick James looks at him and goes, "Ah!" And it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life. And the guy, you know, then he just, that was the first interaction he had with Dick James, you know, and goes to me. He's like, Is he always like that? I'm like, no, just a bad,
bad day.
Just a rough moment for him. He'll be fine.
And then you added the little tidbit that not only did Dick James scream at him, he was actually shaking his hand in the process.
He went to shake his hand and he realized what was going on.
And he snapped.
Do you remember that guy? Or was that before your time?
I think that Mike guy. If Imus was still here, I would have had him been before my time. My internship started like literally the week after everything went down with Imus.
Okay.
Which was an interesting time to come aboard.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me tell you.
Certainly.
And then a short time later, quarterback hand sizes led you guys to the discovery of Marfan syndrome and the A-list people who suffer or, as it turned out, had suffered from it, including a standoff and a competition, between Abe Lincoln and Julius Caesar.
Like, if you went out on the street, you'd probably get more Abe Lincolns than Julius Caesar. You ask where Abe Lincoln is out on the street, more people give you that. Because you learn more about Abe Lincoln in school than you do Julius Caesar. You'd expect, right?
And Lincoln is literally on
the $5 bill, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Julius Caesar's salads are all over the place. Am I wrong?
Why you said that?
Go to any restaurant. It's anyone.
Come on.
It's right up there.
A couple times a year, we get those high-pitched situations from you.
That's
a little snort.
I mean, the way he looked at me and said that, yeah. I mean, caught me at the right moment. Yeah. Have we come to stop doing that?
Yes, the day that he'll be gone.
Oh, see
ya. Have we come to an answer on that? Who's more famous, Julius Caesar or Abraham Lincoln?
Well, you asked whether it was here or worldwide.
Yeah.
Well, worldwide, it's Caesar.
Right.
But in America.
Abe Lincoln.
It's got to be.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you can talk about salads as much as you want. It's Abe Lincoln.
You got schools named after him, roads named after him.
Real test will be about, you know, 1,000 years.
All right.
When they wake you up.
Yeah.
Caesar is still remembered.
When they attach your head back onto somebody else's body.
First contact.
Comes out of the cryo sleep.
Yes.
Ooh.